Hello there, and welcome to Pink Milk, your Star Wars podcast for us super fans.
And those of us who are forced to listen to them.
Today is someday, and someday, I'm wondering, are we ever going to get out of that Purgle's mouth?
I'm wondering that too.
Well, let's find out.
Let's do it.
Let's drink up.
Drink up.
Hello there. Pop, pop.
Hello there.
How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm feeling groovy.
Groovy.
Groovy. I gave you something
new. Well, at least you're not super duper like that Mini Cooper.
Hello there, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Pink Milk. I am your host, Brian. With me, as always, is my better half and your better host, Thomas.
Hello, hello, hello.
How has the week been?
The week has been great. How about you?
I feel like we just watched all those episodes yesterday and it was over a week ago.
I gotta agree.
We have been so incredibly busy lately with all sorts of new projects in the works. We've been alluding to it for a long time. And you know what?
We're still alluding.
We're still alluding. But it has been a lot of work. And yes, it's been good. The boys, two of the three, started that football. They're throwing football to one another with some other kids.
Sure did. Which is great, though. We know... We love to keep them active.
We do. Mm-hmm. And these kids are a part of a team. This is their third year playing together.
Third year in a row. Third year that we've actually spoken about them being on a football team, too.
And the same one.
Same one.
It's pretty crazy.
Same coach, same group of kids. It's really, they've got a nice thing going.
Yeah. Yeah, because we go through the city, so we're not playing through a church or through school or something like that. So normally, like... You kind of never see these people again.
We literally never do.
So it's a testament to Coach Nino. Mm-hmm. Coach Nino. 100%.
Shout out Coach Nino.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of milkshake he's serving, but he's bringing all the families to the yard.
We all do like Coach Nino. He's a great guy.
But it's been fun. The kids have, they're into it. They're into it. They like football. I don't know anything about football, but you know, they're doing it.
Hey, we know more now than we did 3 years ago. There's a flag. They pull it.
That's true. You know what, Pop? We took a little break, as you may know. We didn't talk about a Star Wars on a microphone for like 7-something months, close to a year. And we've been podcasting with, including the break, almost 4 years.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you know more about Star Wars now than you did then?
You know, I'm proud to say... Just a little bit. No, that's not true. Yes, of course I do. Could I spout it out and maybe be the winner of a Star Wars Trivia Pursuit game? Probably not, I'm sure I'd be on the board.
Okay, if you're new listening to us, unless you went to back episodes, we used to do trivia with our Bucky box like all the time. And I've been a massive Star Wars fan for 44 years, and I still, like, fail at all those trivia things.
Feels good. Feels good.
Yes. You know, I am just not a trivia queen. I don't really care about that stuff. I love people that do. I find it fascinating. I find it fascinating that people have enough headspace to remember all that. I mean, I have 3 children, and I call them the wrong name all the time.
That's why we number them. 1, 2, and 3.
You know what?
What?
I feel like this cast is getting so big, we might need to give the cast like numbers, because there's Shin, I loved last week talking about how much of a daddy old Baylan Skoll is. God, he's like a big bear daddy. You know what?
You know he's listening to you right now.
Well, the actor is no longer with us. Yeah. So, hey, Baylan, I hope you're like sitting up there in heaven, sitting on a big rock with a little thing, suction cup to the bottom of that rock while you're waiting for Ahsoka. Good for you.
So it doesn't fall off?
So it doesn't fall off. Mm-mm. No, but speaking of that hot daddy, you know what I want to do?
What do you want to do?
I want to go watch that Hot Daddy on
Let's
TV.
Let's go do it.
Let's watch the first episode of today's two episodes that we're going to watch. Are you ready, Pop?
I'm ready.
Let's go and hit play. Let's hit play.
Can we drink up too?
You know what? Why not? All Let's right. drink up.
Let's drink up.
And
we're back.
We're back.
We're back.
How was the episode, Pop?
Well, I see Ahsoka didn't show up for work.
She was there at the beginning, and it was great at the beginning.
She was, yeah. In the mouth of a whale.
My honey always talking about people not showing up for work.
Well, you know, it's named Ahsoka, and I'm expecting to see her in the show.
Have you never watched a Star Wars Disney Plus show?
No.
The title character.
It's always my number one complaint.
Title character, not a guarantee to be in the episode. We just finished episode 6 of Ahsoka, Far, Far Away. What a great opening.
It was a really good
It's very cute, too. Very soft. Mm-hmm. I love this meta Star Wars business that we have where Star Wars seems to be aware of itself. And it's kind of great.
Mm-hmm.
And what you probably are not aware of was that at one point in time, George Lucas had the idea that C-3PO and R2-D2 were going to be telling the story of these things, the Journal of the Wills. And so I think by Hu-Yang, telling the story was kind of a little nod to George Lucas's idea that the droids were going to tell the stories.
Oh, I it was did very not nice. Know that. Yeah, it was nice.
We got a nice little side eye action to all the people that ragged on the prequels with Ahsoka's like, episode 1 was my favorite. It was quite fun. Anyways, I'm here for self-aware Star Wars. It's great. But yeah, so we're traveling around. We've got time to kill. So Ahsoka's like, you know what, dude? Tell me some stories like back in the olden days. And there was a little conversation with Sabine and Hera telling, or not Hera, Ahsoka telling Hu-Yang that she didn't tell Hera that Sabine left willingly. She figured it out. And we get Hu-Yang giving her some advice of, well, she went to find Ezra.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting because we're going to circle back to that. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So we're back in this new galaxy. And Peridia, I'm not sure if it's an Ember or P. I forgot to double check the the whatever they're called, subtitles. Whatevs. But we're in a new world. The space whale bones were pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I love that kind of storytelling that just sets atmosphere. I think Dave Filoni in particular is very good at setting atmosphere. I remember when we first met Ahsoka in The Mandalorian, that world had a lot of like cricket sounds and fog and crazy weird animals eating in the background. I just feel that he's really good at setting a story up in a world far, far away without doing much. It's great. And then you had a question towards the beginning of this episode. Do you remember what that question was?
God, I really
don't.
I don't remember. I did ask a question.
You did.
I thought it was really cool how the ship just kind of perched itself on top of the rock steeple, and I'm going to call it a steeple.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think it probably kind of cool. Sort of is.
Yeah.
You had asked, aren't we going to see the Night Sister soon?
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Sure enough, there we get a trio of witches.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Night Sisters. And we get that weird, crazy voice that makes no sense whatsoever of this super bassy sound with like weird background echoes and a lot of reverb. I don't know how it works. I'm very confused, but I love it. I really, really love it. And we get crazy. I don't think you've ever been able to watch all of Blade Runner 2049.
No.
There's a scene in that movie where Jared Leto's character is like this blind robot maker, and he's got these little rocks. I mean, they look like straight up river rock in Blade Runner. They just float around, and I think Dave Filoni probably liked that movie. It seems his jam, and now we have little floating magic powered balls to tie up old Sabine. They are cool. Like, I love how the Night Sisters use magic and technology as like one thing. I think it was a few weeks ago.
It's a magic lasso.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Wonder Woman.
Star Wars is gay, people. No, but I love that the Night Sisters use magic and combines magic and technology. And I think I said a few weeks ago, this is what I wish He-Man was like. And He-Man doesn't seem to do it, unfortunately. You've never watched a single one of these new He-Man shows, but...
No, not the one. I don't know that I've ever been able to make it through any He-Man episode.
Look, I love He-Man.
I've seen a lot of them. I just don't know that I've seen them from start to finish.
I love He-Man.
Mm-hmm.
The Filmation series definitely has, like, nostalgia power to it. But it doesn't really carry, like, as an adult watching it show for me very well. So I find it hard to sometimes watch old episodes of He-Man. Mm-hmm. But didn't you and I watch the one with Courtney Cox? Didn't I talk you into it because Courtney Cox was in it and you love her? The live action with Dolph Lundgren and...
I don't know if I saw the whole thing, but I do remember seeing bits and pieces.
Now that movie.
Yeah.
I'm here for that. It's great. And I love He-Man. I love, you know, whatever. I'm an 80s kid. Of course I love He-Man. Okay. We get a very different Baylan this go around in this episode. I feel like he has been portrayed very much as the villain, which he is. Still a hot leather daddy, bear daddy, though, that only thing that would make him hotter is if a purse fell out of his mouth when he talked.
You know what I found very interesting was the fact that he was keeping his word. And then...
to Sabine and Shin doesn't get it.
No, she doesn't get it. But even Thrawn, who we haven't mentioned yet, and Morgan, they were all acknowledging you made a commitment. Now I think they're trying to get him in the end anyway, but nonetheless, I was...
Yeah, okay. You
know, there's honor among thieves, I guess.
Yeah, so, okay, well, there's a few things on it. What do you think Baylan's after? As a person who has no idea what's going on, I don't know what's going on either, but I do know some connections to the last shot of this movie, or this series, that is kind of what he's after. But as someone who doesn't know, you know, what's the vibe for you?
You know, Baylan's a big question to me because he's very much walking, and his
he walks.
Manner is like Darth Vader. He's like dressed in black. He's got his little cape. Only we see his face. I almost see Darth Vader in him, that power, that authoritative presence. And then you see him. So this entire time I thought he just wanted what Morgan wanted. And they all wanted Thrawn for whatever reason. I can't figure it out yet. And now I don't know any longer because now he's exhibited more of being a stand-up guy today.
Okay.
So I don't know what he wants anymore. I thought I knew what he wanted prior to this episode.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. What do you think of Shin? There's a scene a little later in this where, you know, she's like, why the heck are we out here? What's out here? And he's like, oh, this is a land of myth and folk tales and fairy tales, which again is pointing to the fact that we see the father, the son, and the daughter at the end, which are like the creators of the Force. We don't know that yet watching this, but knowing the show, how it plays out. But he said, no, I've trained you to be something more.
You know, I can't very give curious. You a real answer because I am the Force to Listen guy. Yeah. And I heard you say how Shin and Sabine in real life are good friends on the scene and they've had so much fun together. So now I'm completely distracted with the real world watching her. And I just think, oh, those two, I could see how they're having a good time over there at the bar and after the scenes at night.
Okay.
And just, you know, so I don't know anymore. So I've been distracted.
So do you think the two characters are off having drinks together? Because the internet was ablaze at shipping Sabine and Shin together.
Oh, seriously?
Uh-huh.
Huh. I like that.
I don't know what the name is, but you know what I like?
Yes.
Sushin. Sounds like a sneeze. Sashin. Sabine Shin. Oh, Sashin.
Actually, I like them together.
Okay. Okay. Because yeah. Shin was definitely giving her some oogly eyes in the ship. Brother. She's like,
Interesting. Now that's all I can think
about. I did get into her little house and she did have a cat.
And it was round. It was a round house. She lives in a round house.
Lady loving ladies love cats.
And round houses.
Cats and a lot of technology. I bet you she can scissor. She's wicked with that tongue. I want she's sassy now with that's it too. All I'm gonna think about. Okay.
I'm here for it though. I like both the characters.
Yes, yeah. Very much. So, okay, we meet Thrawn.
Yes.
Bluey. You do not know who Thrawn is.
AKA Bluey.
Yes, Papa Smurf.
I like Bluey.
Bluey. Oh, but Bluey's sweet and cute and Thrawn is not. Okay, but you don't know who Thrawn is.
We have been
building up to who Thrawn is since Mandalorian. That's what this whole show is about. Did they make him feel big, important, and powerful?
Wait, even in Mandalorian, they were talking about Thrawn?
Yeah, because the episode where we met Ahsoka, when she's fighting with Morgan Elsbeth, where's Grand Admiral Thrawn?
Okay, that's true. I do remember now.
Mm-hmm. And the opening crawl to this series was about the map to Grand Admiral Thrawn.
True.
Okay. Effective? Do you feel like he's important?
I think he acts important.
Okay.
The rest is yet to be seen.
But as someone who doesn't know who he is, you're like, who the heck is this guy? Or did they do a good enough job of like, oh, he's just someone important?
Yes.
Okay. Because I am here for
it. You know, just as evil as Darth Vader and, you know, what's his name?
Palpatine. Well, Thrawn does not like Darth Vader.
Really?
They're
not friends.
No, and Thrawn's like really sassy and mean to him.
Interesting team meeting.
So it's interesting. One of the great things about Thrawn, Thrawn has been around since the dark times. Thrawn came from Timothy Zahn. There was a series of books back in the late 90s, early 90s. That was like the first thing back of Star Wars. He never made it canon. George Lucas never made it canon until Rebels. Which wasn't George Lucas anyways. So Dave Filoni made him canon. He's very cool. He's very like calculated and studies like people's art. And so he looks at like art history to just like, he's like an anthropologist. He's like, I'm going to figure out my enemies by understanding who they are from based on their culture, their religion, their art. And I'm going to figure out how to be very calculated. Where Palpatine is calculated and the master chess player as well. Darth Vader is just like, I'm going to swing my sword at it and figure it out later. Darth Vader's not very calculated. Okay. It was great. I love Thrawn. Love Thrawn. Love the stormtroopers. Love that we find out there are zombies and they look weird and they're creepy and the dude with the gold mask is hot.
Actually, he's pretty...
There's something sexy about that costume.
Him. Yeah,
Yeah, he's hot in real life, too.
Is he? That's when you know you're hot.
You know you're hot when you are dressed up as a stormtrooper and you're hot through the costume. There's just something about your swagger and you're like,
All right, you'll have to show me who he is.
Yeah. Okay. They let Sabine out. So he's there. He's like, oh, Sabine, he gave you your word. Okay. Well, I'm not sure what's all this. Morgan, how can you deal with this? He reeks of Jedi because, again, Thrawn hates the Jedi. So he's like such a cunty bitch. Thrawn. I think that's why I like him. He's serves cunt everywhere. He's just a cunt.
It's the red eyes.
Okay. Why does he let her go? I don't understand. I still don't really get it. Why did he let her out?
Because he was following up on the word of the big guy. What's his name again?
Baylan.
Baylan. That's
Daddy.
It.
Just call him Daddy.
Daddy. And they were using him to find Ezra because they don't know where he is, but they know he's out there somewhere.
So this is the question.
They're using them. They're not really, they don't care that much.
Okay. We get some cute hermit crabs. Adorable. The little horse that she rides. Very cute. I love the whole, like, you're a coward, you ran away. And he's like a little golden retriever all of a sudden. And he's adorable, right? Okay. This is the question I have for you before we watch the next episode. I want to kind of get your take on what this whole show is about. Because I feel...
This was a really big episode, if you think about everything that was rolled out in the episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're at this is the climax. You know, we are at the rise of the climax. The next couple episodes will be the climax and the resolution, right? Mm-hmm. It was a great episode, actually. Well, this episode went by very fast because I thought it was over. And then we were with the horse and Sabine. And mm-hmm. like sometimes you're like, ugh. You know what I mean? Like not start like every But you know when you're thinking a show's done, you're like, "Oh, mm-hmm. it's not done?"
Oh, wow.
But we're then really it went by really yeah. Out. Yeah, but it went by very fast. So it was a very, very good episode. Okay. So there's something interesting going on. I feel that there are certain people in this show. Sabine,
mm-hmm.
Morgan,
mm-hmm.
maybe just Sabine and Morgan, or after a person. Their whole mission is to get to a person. People around them are using them to get to a larger thing. So Thrawn is using Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Thrawn's using the Night Sisters who are reaching out to Morgan so the Night Sisters can come back. We don't know what their plan is, but they want to go back to that galaxy where Count Dooku, Darth Sidious, and the robot, General Grievous, killed them all, and it was very sad and awful. Hate that episode.
And that's what great Thrawn episode. Wants to get back to?
No, the Night Sisters. Well,
the
get
Night
back.
Sisters.
Yeah. Okay. Baylan is after something bigger. So I feel Baylan is using Sabine mm-hmm. to get to Ezra because I think he probably thinks Ezra, who was a Jedi trained force sensitive person, probably has an idea of whatever's calling to him.
Mm-hmm.
Ahsoka is not interested in Ezra. She's interested in stopping a greater thing. I mean, of course she loves Ezra, but I feel like this whole show is really questioning, do you do things for the greater good or for yourself? And it's really a question of attachment because Ahsoka's trained and not that they both can't exist at the same time, but I think there's certain characters that feel that they can't exist at the same time. And I think it really, and that is where that's Ahsoka's struggle. Because I think Ahsoka is really trained by the Jedi of no attachment, but then she very much is someone that cares about everybody. We met her at the beginning of this series, really not thinking about personal connection. I think that's why she let Sabine go. She probably found herself getting too attached. She recognized Ahsoka with attachments and got afraid. We know that she feels that way because back when she met Grogu for the first time, she's afraid of him because of his attachment to Din Djarin. And she knows attachment led Anakin to become Darth Vader. Now she died, talked to Anakin, came back again. Second time the girl's fallen from death, I think. And she seems different. She seems more present. Mm-hmm. She seems more like the Ahsoka we've always grown to know, right down to, you know what, Huyang, I've been kind of treating you just like any other droid. Now, I remember the stories you used to tell me as a child. Can you sit down and like, it's almost like talking to a grandparent. Mm-hmm. And there was like a familial connection between the two of them, what that has been very absent this whole series. So I kind of feel that that's like the hypothesis of this whole show. That's the big question, is dealing with attachment.
I can see it.
And it's very, very interesting. So what do you, like, I mean, where, what do you do? Do you save the ones you love or do you save, like, everything in real life? Like, what do you do? Like, what do you do? It's very, like.
Off the cuff, I would say save the ones you love.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. You think about people in the military that leave mm-hmm. everyone behind to fight for the country. And mm-hmm. are they fighting?
Good point.
Thank you to all of our men and women
Absolutely.
And non-binaries serving our country. We appreciate you. It's a very questionable thing because like I feel like the Jedi were told in such a way that like attachment is bad. And I really feel like the Jedi were not heroes, particularly in the prequels.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're like forced, I think where George Lucas didn't leave the question, he just kind of told you that was the wrong thing. You should care about people. Now I think we're like questioning it and it's a little murkier.
Mm-hmm.
It feels a little more adult. and nuanced. You go for the ones you love.
Very high level.
It is very high level.
It is.
I find this show and Andor to be the most high level Star Wars we've received in a very long time. Like some of the Clone Wars episodes would give you these very high level hoity-toity, like leave the surface of the show and you're like questioning these really big things. And I feel that this series and Andor really makes you wonder how much you should trust the government. But yeah, okay, so you're on, so your team, Sabine, betray, possibly sacrifice the whole galaxy to go save your friend Ezra? If that's my one ticket there, or do you leave him there to rot? Leave him there to rot, or do you go get him? Did she make the right decision or the bad decision?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because like when you first saw her, we're all like, I can't believe you just betrayed everyone. Mm-hmm. And now we're like, but she's going to be able to go get Ezra. And we met cute hermit crabs.
Well, then it was all worth it.
You know, mm-hmm. sadly in real life, we're dealing with things like hostage situations and
that's true. Yep.
And what do you do to release hostages? It's very, you know, you get on Twitter and people are going to tell you that it's easy, but that's not. And I don't know. I'm here for Star Wars talking about war and all these things. It's leaves you questioning. That's why I love Star Wars.
Good thing we have a couple more episodes. We'll know the answers.
Oh my God, we do. We have two more episodes. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's go watch the 7. Let's go watch episode 7.
Let's do it.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's drink up. And
we're back, folks.
We're back. We're back with episode 7. Dreams and Madness.
Dreams and Madness.
I do not understand that title for this episode at all.
I'm not sure I'm following that one either.
Oh, what'd you think though, Pop?
Well, we saw a C-3PO. We heard about Princess Leia, even though Organa.
Senator Organa. Leia Organa.
So, I mean, you know, what more could you love?
You know what?
You couldn't want any more than that, right?
I agree. First, I mean, I love opening up to Coruscant because I love Coruscant so much. This is the portable episode. We talked about the portables at one point in time. This was it. Gotta say, I was so focused on the portables, I forgot how great Hera looked in that outfit.
She did look
good. Like a little costume changed the entire thing.
Well, she was on trial.
Well, girl needs to dress for court more often. Okay, you mentioned C-3PO.
Yeah.
Hera's back on Coruscant, mm-hmm. defending her decisions. Leia says, hey, she went only because I approved of that. And I'm the boss bitch, senator of defense. So sit your ass down. It was great.
Tray up.
Tray up, bitch. 3PO.
Yes.
How does it feel for you to see 3PO?
Familiar. I mean, that harkens back to the first movie for me, even though it was number 3.
The Warm and Fuzzies.
Four, sorry. Okay.
Warm and Fuzzies.
He was shinier than I remembered him, but he was, you know.
He was quite cleaned up, and we were able to recognize him because he didn't have a red arm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remember that line, do you?
Mm-mm.
You know, honestly, it was very emotional. I was so excited. I got very emotional this time too because I love our little Goldenrod. I love him so much. Mm-hmm. He is definitely the gayest thing in Star Wars. Maybe only preceded by Din Djarin and Cobb Vanth.
And my space Baylan. Husbands.
Daddy Baylan. Okay. I did love the tie-in. Did you pick up on the tie-in with Moff and Top Gideon?
I did not know.
So they mentioned Moff Gideon and Mandalore and tied the Mandalorian into Ahsoka. I have to say, I would have liked to have seen Din Djarin in this. I kind of like when the playgrounds mix. And the last time we really kind of got that was in the Book of Boba Fett,
mm-hmm.
where The Mandalorian, I guess he helped him out at the end, but I felt like it was two Mandalorian episodes inside the Book of Boba Fett. Mm-hmm. So I would like more, I would like to see some crossover outside of the main heroes. I think it could have been really interesting.
Did you tell me once there's going to be a movie that wraps everything
yes, up? Yes, allegedly.
Do you think all these people would be in it?
Yes.
If they're in the same timeline?
Okay. Yes. Though some of the conversation online, the discourse is, how is this going to happen? Will Din Djarin not take his helmet off? Because now we have Pedro Pascal, mm-hmm. who plays the Mandalorian, mm-hmm. is also the mushroom zombie show guy, whatever, I forget what that was called.
I've got it too.
And is now also going to be Fantastic Four, stretchy guy, Dr. Reed Richards.
Okay. He's busy.
You know, I was not able to watch Secret Invasion at all. Anyways, I think we maybe saw the first episode. It was maybe two episodes. I don't know. It was not good at all. And it was very distracting for me seeing Sam Jackson. I don't know the actor's real names other than... So we saw Mace Windu. Mm-hmm. We saw Kira. And we saw... I'm blanking on his name from Rogue One. The bad guy from Rogue One. All three Star Wars people in a Marvel thing together. Mm-hmm. And it was very distracting for me. Like, what's with all these, like, only... There's like 10 actors who get roles in Hollywood.
They're the it people.
I guess so. Has it always been that way?
I don't know.
I feel like maybe I'm used to not seeing super big people and everything because I watch a lot of sci-fi and back in the day watch a lot of comic book stuff that was not popular.
Well, if you think back a couple of years ago when Brad Pitt was the it guy, he was in everything. So maybe it is like that in Hollywood.
Maybe.
Tom Cruise... He was in everything for a while.
That's true. And Tom Cruise seems to play like the same character every single time.
Definitely a Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, it was cool. It was, that was not cool. Sorry. But, I would like to see these people come over. I'm curious who's going to be in that crossover movie. Mm-hmm. That's supposed to be the second in line. So the next one coming out is the one with Daisy Ridley and with Rey Skywalker. Summer? Next year.
Oh, next year.
Next December.
Okay.
But then I think I overheard somewhere that they're going to back to two Disney movies in a year. And I'm like, did we not learn that didn't work last time?
Two Disney movies, but not necessarily.
No, Star Wars movies. Oh, I'm sorry. Two, okay. One in May and one in December. Really? I don't know if that's true, but I saw that somewhere and like, let's not do that again. I don't need two Star Wars projects.
So that means they have a lot of projects then in the works, currently filming, editing, all right now.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, the Acolyte is, I guess, the next thing coming out, which, oh my God.
It's this summer.
In June. It has a non-binary as the lead.
Okay.
The creator and showrunner is a lesbian.
Okay.
She's married to, do you remember when we were watching Anna Delvey? Do you remember the prosecutor on the other side, the real boss bitch with the short hair? And she was like amazing. She wasn't here for Anna Delvey. She didn't buy all of her don't you know who I am business. Do you really remember her? She was helping the friend who tried to sue Anna for the trip to wherever they were.
Okay.
Dubai, and she got shafted with the bill. Do you remember the young girl? Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, that lady who is married to Leslie Headland, the one running the show over there at the Acolyte, is playing a great, wonderful character that we already know from the High Republic. She'll be playing Vernestra Rowe, who I love. She has a light whip. So not only are we going to get
a light whip?
Yeah, she can bend, she can use the force to make her lightsaber into a whip.
Oh, okay. She and is a light whip.
And it's purple.
Oh,
So not only are we going to get a very woke Star Wars, it's coming out during Pride Month, and now we're going to have a character who hopefully turns her lightsaber into a whip. And it's going to, oh my God, it's going to make everyone so mad. Can't wait. And yeah. That show's going to be very gay. I feel like we're going to actually super double down, no questions asked. We're going to have some gayness characters in that show. It's going to be great.
I love it.
Okay. So we get C-3PO. Princess Leia serves cunt. And it was fun. That was the feeling. And then, oh, then we were back in the whales. And I love seeing Ahsoka and Anakin. Like, it's just so good. And then she makes her little, she smiled again. She was giving direction to Huyang. There we go. Thank you.
Got my cue.
And she's like, you know, he was like, direct as usual. And that's my style. And she smiled. I'm just like, oh my God, it's so great to see smiling Ahsoka. And after she was training with Anakin's little hologram, she's like, you know, he was a good master. And I feel like she really got, she got to, you know, let go of what had happened to him. And she's in a really good space now. And I'm very happy for our girl Ahsoka. So we're back in Peridia. All the shit's going down. Everything's, the catacombs are almost filled up with all the dead Night Sisters. And Thrawn wants to go get everybody. Wants to kill them. Kill Sabine, kill Ezra. Let's ditch Ahsoka, right? All the poor whales are getting bombed outside. It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Before we left for the break, after we watched the last episode, we had mentioned how high level episode 6 was.
Mm-hmm.
And this level, this episode is very serious. So I have a question for you.
Yes.
Has Star Wars always been this serious?
Hmm. I would say yes.
You would? Okay.
I would say more than not serious.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a puzzle. You got to keep remembering things from 50 movies ago and a cartoon. Animation. You know, you have to remember so much. It gets pretty serious and overwhelming after a while. Like, hey, if you never saw any of the movies, would you know anything about who C-3PO was when he showed up today? Would you even know anything about Princess Leia?
No. But it's
a lot to remember.
There is. You know, it's
overwhelming for a fan like me.
It's an interesting thing because that is what Star Wars is now. Like, mm-hmm. I don't feel like every show should, like, not everything can be independent from everything else. Like, I feel like there's a fine line because I do think if everything is so interconnected, you're going to lose people.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe Star Wars is just a niche now. It's not what it was in the aspect of they came out every 10, 15 years. It was like a huge moment.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's an ongoing story like so many other things in entertainment.
Well, I can imagine that it's how you super fans feel when you can connect it to another story.
Yeah.
When I was able to connect it to another story, a whole bunch of stories.
It's exciting.
Kind of exciting. Yeah. It's like, oh, I know that.
100%. Mm-hmm. Which is where, like, I hope they maintain that because I think it's fun for you. Of course, everybody knows who Leia is in C-3PO. You know, I get to have those moments when we see a star whale or the first time we saw the Darksaber and mm-hmm. no one else knew what it was. It's fun. But it is a fine line. It is a fine line of too much interconnectivity, but I also, now that's the way these stories work. Mm-hmm. It's just interesting. It's very, very, very interesting. I have to say one of my favorite shots of this, though, speaking of interesting, was the gigantic Star Destroyer floating over the tower
mm-hmm.
with her filling it up. And then I kind of like the little metaphor. I'm like, oh, my God, the Empire isn't even from that galaxy. And their gigantic ship just like completely cannibalized whatever natural buildings they had there before. And I just kind of like what it's saying about how the Empire doesn't share. The Empire just kind of takes over.
Mm-hmm.
And you must conform to the Empire because they are not going to conform to you. So it was very interesting. And we get back with the Night Sisters. I love my little witches. They're great. And I'm like, he asked them to like, where's Ahsoka? Yes, Grand Admiral Thrawn. And I'm like, Night Sisters don't really work for other people. They are very self-serving mm-hmm. and they will partner with other people, but not to help them. They have their own personal gain. So I'm curious why the Night Sisters want to go back to that other galaxy. Like, what is their plan? And then I had to do a little lookup to see how old Night Sisters could live. And according to Wikipedia, it's either due to their affinity of the Force and or their magic practices. But some Night Sisters have been known to live for more than several centuries. And I was like, oh.
Hmm.
So the lady, the main witch lady, I don't remember her name, so sorry, was a character from Farscape, which was this old like sci-fi science fiction show that was so much camp, so much fun. If you've never watched Farscape, if you're listening, you really should find Farscape and listen to it. Also, the main dude's very hot, which helps. And there's a very sexy cat lady. So if you're a furry, you'll find some interest there too. I think there's a few furries that listen to us. Go get it.
Meow.
But she's a cool actor. She's a great actress. She's definitely like a sci-fi nerd. Again, I only know characters' names. I don't ever know actors' names. But it got me thinking, what if a Night Sister is going to be... Could there be a connection to the Acolyte? Speaking of, should we have so many connections? Acolyte takes place like 100 years before everything else, but wouldn't it be cool if one of those Night Sisters is an Acolyte?
It would be cool. Yeah.
I'm here for it. I'm very, very, very excited. Okay, everybody splits up. We get to meet Ezra. You finally got to know Ezra. I don't know that actor's name, but my God, he is Ezra.
We get Yes. Yeah, especially when it looks like they were all going to be killed off at the end there. Just his little, hang on, can we talk? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because you know Ezra Bridger a little bit.
I do a little bit, and that's the...
And even if, even if you don't know who he is, I feel that guy in the writing, the story made Ezra such a likable character right away that really, really worked to have be this person that none of us knew who he was. And everything's leading up to this moment of finding him, which was, it was great. It was super cool. Super cool. Balin and Shin splits up. Balin's like, you know, your ambitions for the Empire are not the same goals that I have. So you're free now, little bird. Just don't be so impatient, because if you're impatient in battle, it's going to surely lead to defeat. And now she ran away.
So, but we don't know ditched. What his ambition is.
No,
and we're not going to get to know either, are we?
Well, not at the end of this. We just see him out on that mountain with the father, the son, and the daughter, which is a thing callback to Clone Wars. However, I was wondering, like, what is their goal now? Like, where is their story going to go?
Nowhere.
And unfortunately, in real life, he died. So are they just going to recast him? Are they going to somehow have him, you know, not with us physically anymore? And maybe can they use Shin to carry on some of his stories somehow? Like, you know, she's going to fulfill her master's wishes and ambitions. I don't know. I'm curious. Curious. Speaking of recasting, you know, we saw Leia. I loved seeing Leia. You loved hearing, and we didn't see her, I guess. You hear about Leia. We got to see Luke Skywalker in Book of Boba Fett, but he was a computer. If we're going to get more of these legacy characters, continue down the CGI land or just recast them?
Well, I'm going to say recast them.
I think I'm there with you.
Yeah. Like, especially if it's a different age bracket than we've seen them. We're used to seeing them. I'd say at this point, recast them. Yeah.
Because like, it was great to see C-3PO. It was wonderful. But that whole scene just really made me want to see Leia. I want to know what she's doing in the government right now. And give me some shows with those people. I want to see all of them. I want to feel like I'm excited to see those characters that we've already known interacting with some of these new characters that we're just now meeting.
Well, we did have Leia, little Leia.
What was we did name? In Obi-Wan.
That was in Obi-Wan, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm talking about, I want to see her now. Oh, but that little Leia, give her some more to do. She was great.
Yeah, she was great.
And kid actors, it's so hit or miss. You know, they're actors. You're going to like them. You know, we're watching Avatar. I don't know if the acting's the greatest in that show, but they're all very likable kids.
Yes.
And I feel like they're bringing those characters to life. It is very hard to get a real acting chops a lot. It seems to be rare in kids. I don't know.
They are doing really well in Avatar, though, in my opinion.
Yes. Though, it's taken us a while to get back to it. life is busy. Maybe it's not as good. I don't know.
It's just they run long.
They do.
And it's not even the duration of time. It's just a lot of they run long. They're good. I always find myself going, ah, it was good. It was good. They just run long. Yeah.
Netflix has it down. No one does it mm-hmm. as well as Netflix to watch the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Amp, and I can't wait to watch the next one. Maybe Traitors. Traitors, it's impossible to stop one.
Well, we're going to be coming to the end of all yep. Traitors soon.
Sure so. Is. Okay, Pop, we have one episode left of Ahsoka.
I know, and I don't even remember how it ends, so I'm kind of excited. Even though we watched it in the summer, I still don't
remember. I remember how it ends, but mm-hmm. I don't know if I really remember a lot of what happens.
Okay.
So I'm excited to mm-hmm. Dive into that one. And yeah.
Is there going to be another Ahsoka?
Yes.
Okay, 100%.
100%.
Okay, in like 10 years?
No, before the other movie. So probably in a year or two. I would guess a year. I think he's writing it now. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're going to jump on it because it'll probably lead into the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if we're getting more Mandalorians. I don't know.
Ever?
I don't know. I think.
How do these people?
Well, I think.
No wonder why he's got to go out and get other jobs.
Well, I think maybe all these other jobs were coming.
Uh huh.
And that's why all of a sudden season 3 of The Mandalorian, the show wasn't. Oh, it was never really just about Din Djarin. It's about the Mandalorians as a people.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's going to star
Bo-Katan.
Doesn't
seem like it, but okay. Who said that?
Johnny Favs.
Okay.
That sounded like bad marketing PR that was not spun the right way. Mm-hmm. Like, they just need to end The Mandalorian, in my opinion.
Well, what are they going to do with Baby Grogu?
I don't know. Hopefully
or
he'll.
Grogu, sorry.
Hopefully he'll be. Well, now we have
Mandalorian.
Well,
own
no,
show.
No, now we have the movie. Mandalorian and Grogu is another movie coming
okay.
that was not part of one of the things announced. I'm hoping that Grogu is in the new Rey Skywalker stuff. He'll be a little older by then. And. Let's have him in there mm-hmm. helping Rey teach Jedis. That's what I want. Give it to me.
And hopefully he can speak.
Yeah. By then he needs to have some language. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's give Grogu some words. Let's give him some words.
I wonder what he's going to sound like.
Hopefully he's a sailor.
Probably like Yoda. Yoda the sailor.
Oh, so yeah. Next week we're going to be wrapping up our Ahsoka. And I think we're going to have an even bigger announcement. So hopefully you listen to this as it comes out. Come back next week and got some big news.
Big news.
Big news. Huge.
Huge.
Massive.
Bigger.
Heavy.
That's it.
Thomas, anything else before we head out?
No, I think that's it. I think we've said enough.
I think we have. All right. All well, right. until then, you can follow me and the show at DeathXRobot. Check that out there and come back next week for some big, big news.
Heavy.
Weighty.
There you go.
All right, Thomas, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's drink up.
Let's drink up.